Write things down. When pressure goes up, memory goes down. The busy season doesn't create problems. It reveals them. It shows them where you didn't plan. If things feel chaotic in April, they were probably disorganized in February. Prepare now or pay later. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and the Grow Group. Welcome to the Grow Show. Today, we're talking about something everyone listening knows is coming, the busy season. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered straight to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since Proven Winners. If you've not heard of Proven Winners and you're a landscaper, you must live under a rock, folks. Proven Winners searches the world to bring you vibrant flowering annuals, perennials, and shrubs that deliver the most beautiful garden performances you've ever seen. And we are a big fan of theirs here at Grunder Landscaping Company and the Grow Group. And they sent me this really cool puzzle of all their, many of their plants. It's a 500-piece puzzle. I haven't done a puzzle in years, folks, and I'm going to do this one. It's a really cool marketing idea. It's got a description on the end talking about how Proven Winners is. I don't know. Might be something you want to look into. I don't know how expensive this is. But to Josh and Jane at Proven Winners, thanks for sending me the little holiday gift. Really appreciate the puzzle, appreciate what you do, and look forward to seeing both of you, Josh and Jane, at Grow in Dallas. All right, on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. You can feel it, can't you? Phones start ringing a little bit more, emails stacking up. Suddenly, everyone is just slammed. And here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Busy season doesn't overwhelm people. It's the lack of preparedness that does. Every year, I hear the same thing. Okay, when things slow down, I'll get organized. Someday, I'll do it when I have time. Look, let me save you some pain. Things never slow down. They just change shape. The people who win the spring, folks, are the people who prepare in the winter. All right, the Boy Scouts motto, be prepared, that's what you should live your life by. So today, I want to help you answer one question, and that question is, what can you do now to stay focused on what matters most, even when everything gets busy? The busy season doesn't create problems, folks. That's a mindset shift that changed everything for me. I don't blame the busy season. The busy season doesn't create problems. It reveals them. It shows them where you didn't plan. If things feel chaotic in April, they were probably disorganized in February. Busy seasons just turn up the volume. The weaker the system, the louder the problem. Poor communication shows itself. And the quote, we'll deal with it later mantra becomes, quote, why didn't we deal with this? What were we thinking? Yeah, but we're just too busy. We can't do that. No, you're not. You're busy every year. It never stops. This is a conversation you have with yourself every year. Admit it. At the end of the day, folks, the difference between leaders who stay calm and leaders who feel buried is preparation. So what we want to talk about today is how your calendar is a leadership tool to make those things work. Let's talk calendars. Your calendar is not a list of meetings, folks. It's a statement of priorities. If something is not on your calendar, it's optional. I can look at your calendar right now and tell you what's important to you. Optional things don't survive a busy season. The busy season eats optional for breakfast. So let's get specific. Let's talk about the various people and companies. If you're a sales leader, your calendar should protect time for proactive client communication, right? Is there anything more important that a salesperson can do than proactively communicate with a client? Reviewing proposals with them, there should be that in your calendar. Relationship building. Let's go back to my mantra. Every day I prospect. Every day I look for people that could do business with me, or I look for people who know people who could do business with me. Every day I nurture. Every day I take a relationship that I have and I push it forward with an email, a phone call, a text, a letter, a personal visit. And then every day I close. Every day I try to find a job to move forward and get it closed and get the job on the schedule and the deposit in the bank. Every day I prospect. Every day I nurture. Every day I close. Proactive client communication, proposal review, relationship building. Those are all part of those buckets. If you don't time block these critical things right now, the busy season turns you into a quote machine. Your head's on a swivel. You're everywhere. You're not selling. You're reacting. You're in firefighting mode. You want to be in fire prevention mode, okay? So that's for sales. Operation leaders, we call those group leaders here at Grunder Landscaping Company. If you're in operations, your calendar needs a space for planning. All planning is good. You folks are going to start the spring out with spring cleanings. You'll morph into construction. You'll go into leaf season. You'll go into closing up the season. Whatever it is, all planning is good. Tools like Aspire that have a wonderful scheduling tool and a route optimization feature make planning easier. So does just taking out a piece of paper and going through things and thinking. So planning needs to be done. Crew coordination. If you're like us, you have many of your mowing guys are helping with spring cleanups early before the grass starts. There's crew coordination. Who needs to be on what crews? Who's where? Equipment readiness. What equipment needs to be there? You know, now's the time to get your equipment ready, not March 1, all right? Problem prevention. Go back, get together your other group leaders. If you're in a peer group or if you're in some kind of group where you talk, maybe you're on an online forum, find out what kind of issues they had last year. Hear them out. Then try to put a plan in place that you avoid some of those problems. Preventative maintenance on equipment, some training. Maybe you had, I know a few years ago, we had a rash of poison ivy issues. So we got really serious about training to what poison ivy is and how you identify it and having all the products in the trucks to wash the poison ivy off. It went from being our number one workers' comp claim to hardly ever getting a claim for it at all. That's called problem prevention, folks. Without planning, crew coordination, equipment readiness, and problem prevention, you're not leading. You're just chasing your tail. You're running around like crazy. Owners and senior leaders, what are things you should be thinking about? And owners, this one stings a little, but if your calendar doesn't have any time for thinking, is that really where you want to be? One of my mentors that gave me the saying, all planning is good, Dave Sullivan, told me that one of the greatest things an owner could do would be to stare out the window plotting their next move, to be daydreaming. On the surface, that sounds a little ridiculous. And I told you this was going to sting a little. That we're advocating that an owner be caught daydreaming. Somebody has to be thinking about tomorrow, next month, next year. If nobody's thinking about that, we're in the present day of the firefighting and we're not doing any fire prevention. So we got to be thinking. We got to be reviewing the business. Where are we making money? Where did we not make money? What kind of jobs did well? What kind of jobs did we get our rear end handed to us on? All right, reviewing the business. Where are we growing? Where are opportunities? How's our route optimization? That's something I just don't think enough companies focus on in terms of growing the business. You don't get paid for travel time, folks. And I don't even want to hear the argument that you're going to tell me that you get paid for travel time. You may think you're getting paid for travel time, but you're making yourself more expensive to your clients, and they're not going to pay for that fluff. You got to get that out of there. So route density is something to think about. And then, of course, developing leaders. When people get into your organization, is it a raging river, out of control, no development, chaos, Chinese fire drill every day? Is it a stagnant pond where there's no movement, no development, or anything of the sort? Or is it what you really want, which is a lazy river? There's progress, it's comfortable, everybody's feeling good, floating down the river. Are you developing leaders? Are they progressing? Does your team see opportunities for them? Our mission statement at Grunder Landscaping Company is to create opportunities for our team to grow and succeed by enhancing the beauty and value of every client's property while exceeding their expectations every step of the way. We don't just say that, folks, we mean that. We're up to 14 people now in the last 5 years that started out in an entry-level position that now are into some type of a management role in our company. We actually are developing leaders, and prior to the tremendous growth we've had here, I don't think we were developing leaders, folks. I think we thought we were, but we didn't have any evidence to point to the fact that we were developing leaders. And the busy season will gladly fill that time you have with noise. You'll be busy all day and wonder why nothing actually moved forward. You'll go to get in your truck to drive home and you'll say, "What exactly did I do today besides chase my tail?" And so here's one of my favorite lines. Hopefully, when I go on to heaven, I hope in many, many years that I'm remembered for this. Boss your calendar. Don't let it boss you. If you don't boss your calendar, ladies and gentlemen, your calendar will boss you. And that's just not a very nice way to go, folks. You've got to be in charge of that. All right, let's look ahead and feel behind. One of the simplest disciplines and most ignored is looking ahead. Busy season feels chaotic because people are constantly surprised. Surprised by deadlines, surprised by renewals, surprised by staffing issues, surprised by equipment problems. None of that truly is surprising, folks. Let's be honest. It's just unplanned. So ask yourself, what dates do I already know are coming? What's coming up? Memorial Day is a pretty important day. July 4th is a pretty important day. The day that you can plant annuals in the north, those are an important day. When people expect to see their cleanup done, that's an important day. What conversations should you have right now before they're urgent? Do we have enough CDL drivers? Do we have enough people that are skilled at mowing? Do we have enough people on cleanups? Where's our hardscaping? Where are we? What deadlines can I calendar now instead of reacting to later? Why do we go and have the same problems year after year after year? Because we don't look ahead. And when you look ahead, you reduce decision fatigue. You don't wake up every morning asking, let's see, what should I work on today? You've already decided because you're bossing your calendar. You're not letting your calendar boss you. Running without a plan, without thinking through this, without any insight into where you're going, wears out leaders. And tired leaders make bad decisions. Prepared leaders make fewer decisions. Think of a firefighter and the training and the preparedness they have. Think of an NFL cornerback and the preparedness that they go through. Think of the police. Think of an airline pilot. Think of the Navy SEALs. Prepared leaders make fewer decisions and have less stress in their life. Next concept, doing tomorrow's work today. And I truly think this is where the real leadership shows up. And this is probably the most important part of this edition of The Grow Show that I have to share with you. The busy season is a terrible time to do deep, thoughtful work. It's a great time to execute. It's when you are in the flow. You don't go and create things or demo equipment when you're in the flow or try new things. It's time to go, folks. So do that work now. Do your demos and your preparedness now. Here's some other examples of high leverage prep work. Client communication. Draft all those seasonal emails now. What are you waiting for? Set expectations early. Say the things that are harder to say when everyone's rushed. Hey, remember last year, on several occasions, we found a $170 bag of Snapshot herbicide in the dump? Why don't we get some proportioners and get some hog feeders like Marty Grunder has in his shop to dispense that stuff so we're not wasting it so much? And we'll show a picture of that on The Grow Show right now. If you're not on YouTube, you might want to get on YouTube and see this one. What are the other things that frustrated you? Where did you have gaps? Where did clients get upset? Where did you have injuries? Where did you spend a lot of time running around looking for stuff? You know, this sounds kind of silly. We always have a pallet of Sacrete here at Grunder Landscaping because we found that was something that, like every other week, we need a bag or two of it, and somebody was driving to Lowe's to get it. Just get a pallet, put it in dry storage, and have them pick from that. Set up your supplies with Site One. Have them help you. They deliver. Think through all those things, okay? Get the things together, the equipment and the facilities, the preventative maintenance, organizing the shop, and then having a plan in place to keep it that way. Fixing that thing everyone's learned to work around. Is it a bug in your software? Is it a system? Is it the fuel log? You know the one. What's the one that you keep saying, someday we're going to fix that? It's been like that for years, folks. When are you going to get off that hamster wheel and fix it? In the category of people and training, onboarding checklists. How are people going to know what the rules and regulations and the culture of your organization is? Is there an onboarding checklist? You're going to be doing spring cleanup soon. Wouldn't it make sense to do an hour or hour and a half skill refresher on that? What about safety? What about the use of chainsaws and head shears and that you have to wear chaps when you do them? Where are the skills we can talk to them about? What about training on the most dangerous thing that we do, driving? What about training on the thing that we operate the most, backpack blowers? Sometimes landscapers look at me and say, you train on how to run a backpack blower? Yeah, we do. We train on how Steel recommends to start it. We train on the best practices for blowing. You'd be amazed how much better somebody can do when you just do a 15-minute training session on that. and clarifying expectations in everything that you do. Every task you finish right now is one less decision later. And later you'll be tired. Right now, hopefully you're not. Trust me on that one. Habits that hold when pressure hits hard. Let's talk habits. Tools are helpful, folks, but habits are essential. And here's three to start with right now. A weekly look ahead. Once a week, pause. Look at what's coming. Adjust it before it hurts. Skipping this, folks, is like driving with no windshield. You're moving, you just can't see anything. You've got to slow down and plan. What are the daily habits and priorities? What are the daily priorities? Not a massive task list. We're talking about a few things that you're going to do each day that matter. I think busy people often confuse motion with progress. Progress requires intention. Progress requires you to complete something, not go at it in a half-you-know-what way. Write things down. When pressure goes up, memory goes down. To be honest with you, if I go to a restaurant and the waiter or the server is not writing down my order, I'm not impressed. I want them to write my order down so I get my steak the way that I want it with my Brussels sprouts on the side and my baked potato with butter on the side. When the pressure goes up, memory goes down. And the older you get, you'll find your hard drives full like mine is, and I can't remember everything. I get it entered in my notes, okay? Capture those ideas. Find a way of capturing them. Capturing commitments. How many of you, by a show of hands, have had a customer call you when you were driving and told you to do something and you said you've got it, but you didn't pull off the side of the road to note that you made a commitment and you forgot to do it? That kind of stuff for a mature business owner, come on, man, that needs to go away. Clear your head daily before you go home so that you can lead. Your brain is for thinking. It's not a storage space. It's not a hard drive. There's only so much space there. Consider some tools you can use to create clarity. And a quick note on some tools. Calendars, dashboards, and Aspire does a tremendous job with dashboards, by the way. Notebooks, journals, they don't create discipline. They support it. The right tools will help you see priorities, see what's important, put to the top of the list. They'll reduce mental clutter. My desk is crystal clean. We have a paperless office. I go into my desk, whether it's here at this office, at my office in Cincinnati, or my office at home. I don't have stuff everywhere. And I'm telling you, it makes me more effective when I come in there and I don't have all this mental clutter. I can make decisions faster. I don't feel overwhelmed. If tool adds complexity, it's not helping. Simple beats fancy every time. I'm not going to name a name, but there's a very prominent landscaping company, and one of their salespeople confided in me that in their effort to save money, they don't have an enterprise system like Aspire that they use. They use 16 different programs on their iPad to manage the business. Folks, you might think that's cheaper, but that is complex. That is a pain in the posterior, and that isn't going to work. One program, couple bolt-ons at the most, simple beats fancy every time. As we wrap up this edition of The Grow Show, I want to say to you, prepare now or pay later. Let me say that again. Prepare now or pay later. Let me close with this. Busy season is coming, whether you are ready or not. It's coming, all right? And many of you have been doing this several years. You do a rinse, a wash, a repeat, and you don't get the stains out. You just keep doing the same things over and over and over again. Could we please make 2026 be the year that you don't do that? Because ladies and gentlemen, you can either prepare now and lead calmly, reduce stress in the process, look like a winner, have your people see you as a source of strength and calmness and a leader, like Captain Sully when he landed that plane several years ago in the Hudson River. What a stud. And we'll put in the show notes a little video to watch and learn what he did. He was prepared, and he landed that plane, and there were no fatalities. It's amazing. You should watch the video. You can either prepare, or you can react later, and you can have a raging river, an out-of-control mess that nobody wants to be behind, and every day you get in there, and you feel behind every day, and it just builds. The anxiety builds, the pressure builds, the stress builds. You're not effective. You're not operating optimally. You're not making money. It's a mess. So block your calendar. Boss your calendar. Don't let it boss you. Look ahead. Do the work now. Build habits that protect focus. The future will thank you, and so will your team. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show. I hope we helped you. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Take out your phone right now and text it to them, okay? Send that episode on there. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and visit growgroupinc.com for more resources to help your landscaping company succeed. We'll talk to you next week.